Good morning, Nachum. Good Erev Shabbos, everybody, and good Yisroel Chag. Yisroel Chag literally means the binding of the holiday, and as we said in the Hallel, the last 2 days, Baruch Hashem, on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, Yisroel Chag Ba'avosim, which means when we made Abdullah tonight, that is last night, after Yom Tov, so technically you're right, Yom Tov was over. But we are charged in Tehillim 118, Pasuk 26, Yisroel Chag, bind to the holiday, meaning keep the holiday going. So for sure, we are not to say Tachanun on Yisroel Chag the day after, especially the practice with regarding Shavuos, as many synagogues don't say Tachanun for 6 days after Shavuos. Here especially, it's understood because we had an obligation when we had a Beis HaMikdash to bring korbanos on Shavuos, and certain korbanos we couldn't bring until after Shavuos, to literally the day after. So for sure, that today was a continued holiday of Shavuos in the Beis HaMikdash. This Shabbos we have the privilege of reading Parshas Noso. Parshas Noso has a distinction of being the longest parsha in the Torah, and it contains 176 psukim in the parsha, the longest parsha in the Torah. And interestingly, the longest chapter of Tehillim, 119. You want to guess how many psukim? That's correct, 176. And the longest Masechta in Shas is Bava Basra, and you want to guess? That's correct, 176 dapim. Now, let's talk about the Parsha. There are 7 positive mitzvot in Parshas Noso and 11 restrictions, or total of 18 mitzvot. You have in the Parsha that of the Sota and the laws of the Sota, that of the Nazir, which is the gentleman, man, or woman who took upon themselves not to drink wine and not to cut their hair and not to come in contact with a deceased. These are the 3 primary aspects of Nazirus. We'll come back to this in just one moment. And you have in this week's parsha the Birkas Kohanim, the formula that we were privileged to hear on Shavuos, when the Kohanim blessed the people. And the parasha has its length from the fact that the Torah records the gift that each of the 12 Nesiim princes, one from each Shevet, brought the gift to the dedication on behalf of his tribe to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, one would get the impression that they got together, the princes, and they said, we're not going to outdo one another. Whatever one we all bring the same. The Medrash says, guess what? That might not have been the case. It might have been that each one literally came up with a different motivation for bringing the identical korban. But be it as it may, number one, that they, even if they decided one thing, we're not going to outdo one another, okay? Because certainly the one who brought on the first day, so the second one says, well, let me improve on him, and so each one could try to outdo the other. That's a very important lesson that we learn, and the Torah respected that so much that the Torah records each one, showing how pleased HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with that decision. I'd like to talk about the mitzvah of Nazir, the Nazirite, the one who abstains, as we pointed out, from wine, cutting the hair, and contact with the deceased. And even though we don't have Nazirus today, because it's tied in to the specific korbanos that were brought upon the completion of the Nazirus, yet there are some very powerful, important lessons to be learned therefrom. So, number one, let's begin with the introduction as to how the Torah introduces this mitzvah of the Nazir. So this is the beginning of chapter 6 in the book of Bamidbar. Hashem speaks to Moshe saying, Daber b'nei Yisrael, speak to the children of Israel, v'matoleim isha isha, man or woman, ki yafli lindor neder nozir lahazir Hashem. What does that mean? So Oscar translates, a man or woman who shall disassociate himself, withdraw. Rashi learns that yafli is yafrish, to withdraw, and by taking upon themselves a vow to become a Nazir, and the Torah says that he is Kadosh Yeyeh, he, she is to be holy, Yeyeh is Gematria 30, and the Talmud learns out that a Nazir is minimally of 30 days. Now, the word Yafli, aside from meaning to take a vow, also has the term Pele. Pele means a wonder. When we use the bathroom, we come out and we recite the bracha of Asher Yotzar, and we conclude the blessing, Bracha to Hashem, Rofei Kol Basar, God heals all flesh, Umafli. And we acknowledge what kind of an incredible, wondrous machine the human body is, and thank God a million times when it functions properly, has good health, we realize, whoa, it's not by chance. The word, so the body is a wonder, says the Ibn Ezra, in his understanding of the Yafli, says the Ibn Ezra, Yaseh Dovar Pele, whoa. By becoming a Nazir, a person is doing something wondrous. What does that mean? Ki rov olam holchim achar ta'avosam. The majority of man follows their desires. I'm in the mood for this. I give in to what I want now. Tomorrow I want something else. So man is always subject to his whims and his desires. Here, what is a person doing? He is, listen carefully now, going against his nature. He is accepting upon himself to restrict, to limit, and restrict is the better word, because he's not to drink wine, etc. And this is nothing less than Pilei Pilayim, nothing less than wonder of wonders. And this is beautifully described by Rav Melech Biederman in his comments at the end of this week's Parsha, in his Be'er HaParsha. And he says so beautifully that all the person has done is taken upon himself not to drink wine, which is something which is permissible in the first place, and even for a minimum of 30 days. And when he comes to this situation, this is looked upon him or her, Kinezer Elokov Arosho. Whoa, it's as if he's being crowned with a crown of godliness. What does the Torah say about the Nazir? Kadosh Hu Lashem. That he is now literally holy and holier than the average individual to God. These are expressions of great elevation of the individual. And the concept that he brings out that I wish to share with you is that we learn from here the great benefit of a person making a Kabbalah, which means making an acceptance upon himself or herself, something which they are not obligated to do, but on their own, because of their desire to get close to God, they are going to add to their schedule, they're going to add to their performance of what it means to be a servant of God, and take something that they didn't have to do and to make a Kabbalah, an acceptance upon themselves to do this thing. And as a result of this acceptance, this Kabbalah that he took upon himself, they give the individual from Shemayim assistance from on high, and he receives the ability to take upon himself and to fulfill these greater strength of character to fulfill that which he took upon himself. And they say regarding the late Mashkiach, Rabbi Yecheskel Levenstein, what did he do? Somebody came to him and was crying to him of their lack of success in life. So he took and told that individual that he should take upon himself to study some Musar, literally 10 minutes a day. And the person took it upon himself, and they were a complete turnaround in their life. So his family said to him, "My hi, what's going on here?" As if he was a Baal Mofes, as if he, "No, I'm not a wonder worker." But when a person takes upon himself a Kabbalah Tova, a good acceptance, he becomes like a new person. And therefore, whatever was decreed against the individual beforehand, whatever negativity, has now been removed because he's a different person. Now, it's very important to understand that very important statement of our rabbis of Tofasta Meruba, no Tofasta. People too often make the mistake and they try to take upon themselves too much that they can handle. And therefore, unfortunately, when they are not successful in implementing that which they took upon themselves, then the result is not only failure, but oftentimes a significant decline. And therefore, the important point that we have to understand are two words: baby steps. Take upon yourself small little things, but you'd be surprised. The powerful small little things have a positive result. This week, this month, one small thing will add, please God, to another, until there's a gradual, beautiful ascension, as opposed to, God forbid, a decline. Now, let's understand something. The Torah uses this expression, Ishki Yafli. Wow, he is literally doing something which is nothing less than wondrous. It's amazing. We know the halacha. The halacha says at the beginning of Parshas Emor that a kohen is to go to the funeral of his immediate seven relatives, for whom the Torah says he is to observe mourning. And when the Torah uses the words at the beginning of Emor, lo yitama, even which means that a kohen is to go to the funeral, even of the sister married, and listen carefully, unmarried, the rabbis extend it to married as well. So listen carefully. So here, we paskin like Rabbi Akiva that the Kohen has to go. He can't say, well, there are other relatives taking care, I don't want to become Tameh. He has to go. As opposed to the Nazir, the Torah says that during the period of Nazirus, he is not to go to Nefesh Meis, to a deceased, to a funeral, even the Torah spells out his immediate relatives for whom the Kohen is to go. In this regard, he is on a higher level. Mr. Kohen is born a Kohen, his father is a Kohen, and the father passes down the status of Kohuna to his son. Not so the Nazir. The Nazir is working on themselves. Even though it's permissible, he feels that by his restricting himself and by not indulging, as Rashi explains the reason for the smichus between the Nazir and the Sota, basically to make sure that this is going to lead to a more modest moral existence. So his working on himself really puts him on even a higher level than Mr. Cohen, who clearly was born with it, but Mr. Nazir, or Ms. Nazir, who has this for a minimum of 30 days, he is on even a higher madriga. I thus wish to say that we know for the last 2 days we fulfilled and tried to Kabbalah HaTorah, to receive the Torah with joy, with diligence, sincerity, in this special Yom Tov of Shavuos. I'd like to suggest that the Ishchag, binding ourselves to the holiday, is each and every one of us should take on a Kabbalah. Each and every one of us should take on a acceptance of something that they haven't done before, and that's going to keep projecting them in the right direction. So, for example, everybody has a different Shabbos table. Some people more frequently have Shabbos guests, some people less frequently, but maybe take upon yourself that at least once a month I'm going to have at my Shabbos table an individual who is not yet observing Shabbos, or not yet observing Shabbos on the level that they should be observing Shabbos. And by having them at your Shabbos table, you are, please God, going to be elevating, thank God, their and your Shabbos. Take upon yourself even a small amount. There is this beautiful concept of Mishnah Yomis. By studying 2 Mishnayos every day. And today, even if your background is not so strong, Baruch Hashem, there are English translations of the Mishnayos that you can learn a Mishnah 2 a day. You'll be surprised. That acceptance upon yourself of this beautiful practice is only going to enhance your day and make a different you. So I want to take this opportunity of wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos, Shabbos Parshas Naso, but of wishing everybody that Isru Chag, let's bind ourselves and let's make a Kabbalah, a small baby step. And please God, if we do so, we will be able to literally keep the Yom Tov of Shavuos going for the rest of the year. Shabbat Shalom to all.